Hey, it's the Rye Man coming to another Broncos Country Blitz. Wanted to talk a little bit about the Broncos' final roster moves, or some of the final roster moves, before they get down to practicing next week for the regular season opener at home against the Raiders. Now, obviously, we did our initial cuts to get down to 53. We knew we'd bring some of those players back to the practice squad if they could make it back to us. And yet, there are some that we did not attempt to bring back. I will start off with the Albert O situation, how the Broncos did not release him outright, traded him for a sixth-round pick to the Eagles. I think that was a great move, get him out of the AFC, ensure he doesn't end up in the AFC West. And you'll know why here in just a second. Now, the Broncos obviously released Montrell Washington, did not bring him back. And Marquez Callaway, and the story there is we didn't attempt to bring him back either. Obviously, Callaway looked okay in camp, didn't look great in the preseason games. Sean Payton kind of showed, hey, yeah, I know you as a player, but what have you done for me lately? Didn't really bring him back. Montrell Washington, fifth-round pick from last year. Didn't really do anything to show flashes in the preseason. We release him as well. Do not try to bring him back on our practice squad. And sure enough, KC picks up Montrell Washington, Marquez Callaway. The Raiders pick him up. Callaway may make a splash here and there for the Raiders at receiver. Washington, my only concern is with that speed. If they try to make him a deep threat for Mahomes, time will tell. But neither one really did enough at the end of the day to be on the current Broncos roster or be, in terms of current Sean Payton, done enough for him in the recent history to stay on the team. Now, with that being said, we did make some other moves. We brought in Philip Dorsett, whose last stop was Houston, but Sean Payton has always liked Philip Dorsett, at least that's the rumor. Russell Wilson obviously is a fan of Philip Dorsett. So we get him in. Speedster has blazing speed. Hopefully he can help stretch the field for us while Jerry Jeudy's out. I wouldn't be surprised if he makes the active roster pretty soon. And then David Sills, more of a possession guy, hasn't really shown what people I think were expected of him. But you know, give him some time under Sean Payton. I wouldn't be surprised if he moves up eventually. And I think it shows a lot. We cut so many receivers. We chose not to bring a couple back. We brought a couple other receivers in. I should mention the other wide receiver, little Jordan Humphrey. We brought him back on the practice squad. I think he'll see the roster eventually. But I think it's a big sign that Sean Payton, you know, there's all this talk about the Broncos wide receiver room over the years. I think Sean Payton was very impressed. I don't think he was very impressed at all. And he went, you know what, time to change this up. And sometimes you need that fresh perspective. And in a lot of ways, I agree with it. Obviously, we've had the longest Super Bowl 50 hangovers, I like to call it, in terms of trying to get back to the playoffs. And we keep talking about all the talent we have in certain areas. And we kept talking about this talented wide receiver room, but we can't get them all on the field at the same time. There's injuries all over the place. Eventually, that kind of fades. That kind of wears off. And that's what it did with this wide receiver room. And I think Sean Payton kind of saw that. Tim Patrick, we feel terrible for him. But once again, guess what? The core group of people are not going to be together again that we thought was going to be so great. We have to shake up this wide receiver room, and that's what Sean Payton did. Obviously, Sean Payton loves dipping into his New Orleans Saints history, and he did it again. Lucas Kroll, tight end from New Orleans, brought him over to the Broncos. I could see him getting some playing time eventually. Obviously, once again, Sean Payton familiar, knows what to expect out of Sean Payton's system. We bring him in, and you kind of knew there was a chance he might dip into the Saints bag one more time, and sure enough, he did. Now, the other one I'm glad we got back, Ben DiNucci. I didn't know if he'd make it back to the Broncos. He's got a quick release, good decision-making. Didn't know if he could end up in New England. Obviously, you all heard about the situation there where they released all their quarterbacks except Mac Jones. They brought the two back, basically. They were looking at all preseason and training camp, put them on the practice squad. But to just outright release them and hope they get them back, you almost wonder if they were looking elsewhere. That's where I thought Ben DiNucci might end up. We may not get him back. In the end, we do get him back. Glad to see that. I think if we run into any quarterback issues, he's a good insurance policy to have on our practice squad. And hopefully that's all we have to worry about is him being on our practice squad because we'll stay healthy at the quarterback position. Mentioned little Jordan Humphreys. Little Jordan, he played consistently during the preseason, during camp. And really, he showed enough that if we run into a snag, he can be a good possession receiver, at least someone that knows where to be in Sean Payton's system. So little Jordan Humphrey, not a big surprise we brought him back. Once again, I thought he showed enough that maybe another team would have given given a roll on him, so to speak, but glad that we got him back. The other one, Mike Purcell. So glad we got Mike Purcell back. He took a pay cut for us here over the last few months. Obviously, we cut him. I thought there'd be some interest. I wonder, we'll never probably know. There might have been some talk behind the scenes. Hey, we're going to release you. We don't think anyone's paying attention. We're planning on bringing you back. That might have been the situation. We get Purcell back. I like that. He has shown flashes at times. If anything else, be a good stopgap player. And I'm like that we got him back. So that's what I wanted to kind of talk about on the roster moves. The other things, too, is I can't wait for the regular season to start. I'm so tired of the Russell Wilson bashing. Russell Wilson bashing. Got a frog in my throat. It's just all over the place, and I think a lot of these people are just trying to make headlines. I'm shocked there hasn't been more comparison between Sean Payton and Drew Brees, how that worked out. I mean, I watched football my whole life, and I, other than being a diehard Broncos fan since I can remember, I enjoy the game of football in the National Football League. And Drew Brees did not play that great his final season in San Diego before he had that horrific injury. I was actually in the stadium the day that happened. He had that horrific injury. I remember John Lynch for the Broncos, of course, being on the Broncos at that time, waving the medical staff over right away. And here he gets with Sean Payton. People kind of didn't know what to expect, and obviously the rest is history. They won a Super Bowl, had a lot of success, and if not for a few tough breaks in the playoffs, probably would have had more than one Lombardi trophy. And people just aren't making the same comparison. I don't quite know what it is, but I can't wait to get to the regular season and hopefully prove a few people wrong. And the other thing, too, like I talked about, chemistry on the roster, I'm not quite sure what we have right now. We have a lot of talent. We have Justin Simmons. We have PS2. We have Cortland Sutton. Javonte Williams, people are expecting a lot out of him. We have a lot of stars. Depending on how you view Garrett Bowles, I mean, he's still perceived as a pretty darn good left tackle. Obviously coming off a pretty big injury. But we have talent. I think we have the right coach to put it together, and I think he's made enough tweaks to the roster. I think it's going to make it really interesting. My initial thought for the first game against the Raiders, because probably the next time you'll hear from me is after that, I think we'll come out, play well. I think we're going to win big at home. I really do. I'm not trying to bash the Raiders too much, although who cares if a Broncos fan or a Broncos podcast bashes the Raiders or the Chiefs or the Chargers for that matter. But I just, out of all the AFC West teams, the Raiders impressed me the least with their moves. They're just getting Josh Jacobs back. Yeah, he's been a Bronco killer, but he's coming in with basically no training camp, no preseason. And I think we should win big. We've played well against Garoppolo as well. A lot of people think Garoppolo is probably a lateral move from Derek Carr. They don't think the Raiders game that much in terms of getting Garoppolo. I actually think Garoppolo is a pretty decent quarterback, and so is Derek Carr. I think Josh McDaniels just never knows what he wants at quarterback. I mean, the Broncos experienced that when he came in. Jay Cutler was here, and he went and got Kyle Orton, which Kyle Orton was serviceable for a while, but obviously wasn't what we hoped for. So just based on Josh McDaniels' history, kind of some of the moves they made and everything, and based on Sean Payton's history and basically what we're hearing these last few days of practice before we get into practices next week, are the Broncos players like, man, we knew we were keeping it vanilla for the preseason, but we had no clue how vanilla we were keeping it. I mean, that gives me some serious hope when players are saying that, like, wow, did not we knew. We knew we weren't opening the playbook in the preseason, so to speak, but we had no clue as to this level. That gives me hope. That gives me excitement for this first game. And hopefully we come out and have a blowout victory at home to start off the 2023 regular season campaign. That's what I'm hoping for. That's my feelings. I hope when I talk to you on the other side of the opening game against the Raiders, it holds true. Time will tell. Until next time, this is the Rye Man with the Broncos Country Blitz. And remember to find us on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/Broncos Country. And on Twitter at DDCR_BCB.